Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I am Vishy Thirupathor, Morgan Stanley's Chief Fixed Income Strategist. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, I'll be talking about the implications of recent strong moves in oil markets. It's Tuesday, April 9th at 3 p.m. in New York. A lot is going on in the commodity markets, particularly in the oil market. Oil prices have made a powerful move. What is driving these moves, and how should investors think about this in the context of adjacent markets in equities and credit? Morgan Stanley's global commodity strategist and head of European energy research, Martin Ratz, raised crude oil price forecast for the third quarter to $94 per barrel. The rally in recent weeks is a result of positive fundamental news and rising geopolitical tensions. On the fundamental side, we've had better than expected demand from China and steeper than forecast fall in US production. Further, oil prices have also found support from growing potential for supply uncertainty in the Middle East. Martin thinks that the last few dollars of rally in oil prices should be interpreted as a premium for rising geopolitical risks. The revision to the third quarter forecast should therefore be seen to reflect these growing geopolitical risks. Our US equity strategists, led by Mike Wilson, have recently upgraded the energy sector. The underlying rationale behind the upgrade is that the energy sector relative performance has really lagged crude oil prices. And unlike many other sectors within the US stocks world, valuation in energy stocks is very compelling. Furthermore, the relative earnings revisions in energy stocks are beginning to inflect higher, and the sector is actually exhibiting best breadth of any sector across the US equity spectrum. Higher oil prices are also important for credit markets. To quote Brian Gibbons, Morgan Stanley's head of energy credit research, for credit bonds of oil-focused players, flat production levels and strong commodity prices should support free cash flow generation, which in turn should go to both shareholder returns and debt reduction. In summary, there is a lot going on in the energy markets. Oil prices have still some room to move higher in the short term. We find opportunities both in equity and credit markets to express our constructive view on oil prices. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and share Thoughts on the Market with a friend or colleague today.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.